Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your how can I assist you today?
I obviously got enrolled somehow in some KitchenAid, whatever, and I need it take a re I need my card reimbursed and me taken off of this.
Yes, I want to know the supervisors over the floor in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Susan Sparks.
Susan Sparks. Thank you. Give me one moment. What is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
370 Yankee Road, Monroe, Ohio, 45050.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Give me one moment. I'm still here with you. Give me one moment. Okay, so I see your order was in on October 23rd for $5.74 for the KitchenAid. You're saying that you didn't place that order. That order is fraud, correct?
Correct.
What I'm gonna go ahead and do, I'm gonna go ahead and file this as fraud. I wanna make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay with you, ma'am?
Yes, now I've been charged twice, $67.32.
Yes, ma'am, but I have to confirm the initial charge.
Okay.
Give me one moment. Give me a moment. Okay, so your account is canceled, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up. Using your information, the claim has been sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address on this account. On my side, I have processed for a refund of $67.32 two times, plus a refund of $5.74. The claim as well has been sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address. Do you have any additional questions?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you, you too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.